Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
I one call for hometown hookup. One.
Right. Uh-huh.
Voice disguised or no?
Voice disguise and fake name.
Okay.
Which I think Wendy designated as Amber because she said that sounded whorish.
I'm not whorish.
This is not whorish. This doesn't even count, like Jen said, this doesn't even count towards your number.
Yeah.
It's somebody that you've hooked up with before.
It's
so
just recycling.
Yeah, the count stays the same. And this
it's
is
good.
Easy.
It's good.
It's good for yourself. It's good for the environment.
You should get some once a year.
Hey, Amber.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. All right, you got a sure thing lined up when you go home this weekend.
Well, I don't know about sure. I have three possibilities,
so I'm really excited.
What?
Okay.
I don't know which one. Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Let's clearly define what hometown hookup is before you talk about potentially who you're hooking up with this weekend. The hometown hookup is somebody that you always hook up with when you go back home. It's like a sure thing. He knows what's going on. You know what's going on. And you just show up. You guys, you know, spend 2 hours in a bar and then you go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, none of them are sure things, but I broke up with my boyfriend that I was with for like 2 years about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I don't know. Ever, we're all friends, the same people. And I just feel like I need fresh territory, you know what I mean? Because my ex-boyfriend knows everybody I know down here. So some of the guys, like the three, I don't know. One of them is my brother's friend, and I've never hooked up with him. Mm. But I've always thought he was really hot and had like a secret crush on him. And he's supposed to pick me up today at the airport.
Oh,
that's cool.
Okay.
Good
that's
sign.
Potential. But you've never been there before, though. So that's not a sure thing.
Because he's older, and like when we were kids, it's not that much older now, but when we were younger, it's a little older as my brother's friend, but I've always had a crush on him.
Okay.
And he's picking up my brother, but my brother's flight gets in an hour after mine, so I'm going to have like an hour to hang out with him at the airport.
Nicely
so this
done.
Guy's going to pick you up Sweet. At the airport, and you've got an hour before your brother gets in just to like set the whole thing up for later in the weekend?
I'm hoping. I mean, he doesn't know this is my plan, but he seems like I'm his best friend's little sister, so he's never approached me, but I can kind of tell. You know what I mean? So,
are you wearing something hot on the plane?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a really cute outfit on. I'm ready.
So, if they call it Mile High Club in the plane, what are they called in the airport?
Touchdown.
You're going to have to ask that congressman who got in trouble for tapping his foot.
All right, so if he doesn't work out, then who's contestant number two?
Okay, this guy, I hooked up with him a little bit. You know, we actually went to the senior prom together. But
That's
we were
funny.
Always just friends and just messed around a little bit. But I kind of feel like he's the one I let get away, you know, and I wish we weren't just friends in high school. So, but we are actually, we have plans tomorrow for breakfast before, like, the big family meal, you know. So
okay.
He doesn't know. He thinks, oh, we're still great friends, but I actually want to see if more can happen, you know.
Depending on what happens with Big Brother on Thursday, or on today.
I guess so. I want to, like, have as many chances as I can. I don't know which one is going to...
Options.
I don't know.
I think it's smart playing the odds.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game here.
You know what? That's what's wrong with women is they just throw it out there to every available guy and see which guy is interested. Like, the guys aren't special to them. They're just pieces of meat.
I wish that trend happened 16 years ago. Too bad it's a hot trend now.
I'm not gonna just like throw it out, but I definitely have crushes on these guys, you know, so I want to see which one is gonna, you know.
Have we even established what city we're talking about yet?
Oh, I'm going back to New York. That's where I'm from.
New York. Okay. And who is the third guy?
Well, on Friday night a group of friends were going out, and one of them is this guy. And again, I've always thought he was hot, but I've never done anything with him. And he's like, we were never close friends, but we've known each other since high school. And I just, I don't know. I want to see how he's been looking the past, you know, couple of years.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So here's the one thing you do know, that you're having sex in New York this weekend.
You just don't know.
Well, she is.
You just don't know. Women don't talk about it like that.
You just don't know who it's going to be with, but it is happening.
You don't realize women don't talk about it like that. We'll be like, yeah, we're going to see like if there's a romance that sparked with somebody and like maybe have a makeout. We don't say the S-E-X word.
So are you planning on getting physical for sure with one of these guys?
I really do plan, yes. I definitely need to.
So we're saying, we're speaking the same language.
You say it sounds so harsh. But you have
What's wrong with the word sex?
You just say it so harshly, like so, ugh.
She's having sex this weekend.
No, we don't say
she's
that.
She's having a moment.
She's sweet. Be sweet. That's Megan, so coarse.
She's going to meet a she's going to meet a gentleman, and together they will make the beast with two backs.
No, that's gross. Amber, which one of these guys do you hope works out? I mean, which one do you want to work out the most?
Really, the guy I went to the senior prom with at breakfast.
Okay, so breakfast. Okay.
Now, is there any chance at all that things go so well this weekend that you end up, how gently do I put this, with
spending
all three?
Time with all three.
Spending time with all three of them?
Having sex with all three.
Well, no, you guys are such losers. We don't talk like that.
Yeah, I think we don't. I mean,
making love.
Moments.
I like them all. I'm attracted to all three of them. I'm not going to, like, go, you know, I don't know. Anything could happen, but I wouldn't.
It was Thanksgiving.
So at the bare minimum, one. If you hit the lottery, three for sure.
Give thanks to all three of them. That's what we'll call it this weekend. She was giving thanks.
That's right. Appreciating. Again, women appreciate.
Feasting and giving thanks.
All right. Let's talk to you again on Monday morning, and let's find out how much thanks you gave over the weekend, okay?
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You give it to them.
That's right. And wrap that turkey.
Her motor is red.
Stuff that turkey.
Now, it's okay for her to say it.
Stuff that turkey.
And those are okay because it's from a woman, but I can't say the word sex.
I just gave Melissa a look like, dude, you're in the category with the boys.
Mash those potatoes. Cream that spinach.
Oh, that one sounds gnarly.
Hey, Haley, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
That's gross.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Row that gravy boat.
When I go home, I always hook up with my ex-husband. There's a lot of things that didn't go right, but one thing always went right. And I make sure I get it every year.
What was it that went right when you guys had sex?
Sex. That's all it is. Sex.
She's not embarrassed about it.
So you're like every year. Every year you go back and you and your ex get together.
Yes.
Now, are either of you remarried?
No.
Okay, so until one of you gets remarried, this is the deal. And it's an unsaid deal?
Unsaid deal, and even if he gets married, I'm getting mine.
Oh!
No. You were there first.
No. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving tradition. You don't break tradition.
No.
Right.
Have you guys agreed to that, if one of you gets married, this deal is still on?
I don't think it's been agreed on, but out loud, in words, but I think it'll continue.
So would it work the other way around? If you got married, you would still go home and still?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God.
No, he's that good?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm curious, how bad was the relationship, and how long did it take you to actually break up with him, knowing the sex was that good? Like, I would think that would keep you around longer than you really wanted to stay.
We parted friends. So we never had the I hate you kind of fighting relationship.
Okay.
So we parted friends and stuff. So we've always, I mean, a part of me will always love him and always love parts of his anatomy.
Oh, wow.
What city is this in that you're going to?
Seattle.
And is there a text exchange sometime this week, or does he just know you fly in the day before and you guys meet up on Saturday?
He knows.
Okay. Was a call?
We've been doing this for 13 years.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Seriously.
And y'all didn't get back together?
Oh, no. We don't want that.
So, and I'm sure during the 13 years, you've been seeing guys at some point, and he's been seeing women at some
point.
And they don't. So he just puts them aside for a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sex. It's not anything else. It's just like
remembering the good times.
And is it in the same place every time?
Oh, no.
Be careful.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I meant hotel room.
Sometimes, depending on how much wine they made to drink.
Yeah. 13 years, you can just mix it all up.
Yeah, I just meant hotel room. All right, thank you for calling, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, have a good time this week and give
you
thanks.
Too. Okay. I will.
Bye-bye.
No, she's been in the eggnog already. That's hilarious.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Burt Show.
Is that Jimmy Fallon on the warm line? Because we can go right to him.
Sure, that's good. It's good to talk to him. Let me make sure it's him.
Oh, that's funny.
That was funny. Good for her.
Jen Hobby has an exciting weekend coming up also. We can tell you about in about 15 minutes.
I don't know. I'm sick. I don't think it's going to be all that exciting. But
you don't
feel
like you're 100% right now?
Mm-mm.
Is that him?
Be on with Jimmy Fallon.
Give it a couple days.
Okay. Here's Jimmy Fallon. Hey, Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Good, man. We were just talking about the hometown hookup. You know what that's all about?
I don't know. No.
Here's the hometown hookup. You know, you got like a whole bunch of people that live here in Atlanta or whatever, but they may be from like Syracuse, New York, Seattle, somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
And every Thanksgiving, you go home to spend time with family, but you also have the sure thing when you get there. It's somebody that you don't even talk to for the entire year, but it's physical. You know it's going to happen. They know it's going to happen, and it's guaranteed every time you go back home.
Oh, it's like a yearly gift.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good. And that you just grow old together, kind of.
Yeah, sort of. Like, we just talked to a woman that her sure thing is her ex-husband, and it's been happening every Thanksgiving for 13 years.
How romantic. It's like The Notebook.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah. Get together, yeah. They used to do that in my hometown, too. Just everyone just, like, the high school gets together at one bar and just meets up in this bar. Right. But I realized, like, I never hung out with these people when I was in high school.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out. So I never go out. I never went out when I went home. My sister would go out, though.
Where was home for you?
Socrates, New York. It's upstate New York, right by Woodstock and Poughkeepsie and all that stuff. It was a small town, great place to grow up, very like Little House in the Prairie-ish.
Do you still go home there?
Say it again?
Do you still go home there for the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my parents still live there, and I visit now and then. It's a really cool place. It got really depressed for a while because there was an IBM plant that closed, and everyone got laid off. Everyone's parents got laid off, and like all my friends' parents were laid off, and it just became depressing and poor. And then now they did some equestrian horse thing or something, and now rich people are living there again.
Oh, really?
And you know, my friend who like owns a pizzeria is like, dude, I sold Meryl Streep a slice of pizza. I can't believe this. Like, awesome. And now no one can pay their taxes, and it's just, again,
every
just
one of
depressing.
Those little towns generally has one piece of business that mm-hmm. keeps the whole town together. Yeah. Like, my wife mm-hmm. is from a town called Bradford, Pennsylvania, and the Zippo lighter factory is there. And everybody that lives in Bradford works at the Zippo lighter factory. And if it goes down, that town is shut down, man.
Lights out.
It's sad. It's like, it's just, it lights shuts out. The whole thing down. Like, it was depressing. There were, like, I don't know, there were tumbleweeds. I know it doesn't sound real, but there were tumbleweeds going down the street.
Do you think,
because they opened up a tumbleweed manufacturer.
Do you think, because I'm originally from Syracuse, and do you think part of the depression had to do with the fact that it snows there from September to May?
Dude, I was stuck in Tully. Do you know where Tully is?
Yes, I grew up right like 5 miles. I grew up in Nedra, which is 5 miles north of Tully.
All right. Well, I'm so glad because no one else has lived to tell the tale. You guys lived through like 12-foot snowdrifts and weird stuff like that.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I was stuck in someone's house. for like 3 days. Like, this is, humans should live here. My people, this is crazy.
My parents,
snowdrifts.
They still live there, and I once or twice per winter, I will talk to them and I try to convince them to come down, and they say, well, we can't because the plows came by. So not only can they not come down, but they physically can't leave the house.
They plow them in the driveway?
Yeah, like 19 feet of snow, and you have to almost dig a doorway to get to the street just to pick up your newspaper.
You're not even joking. It's like 19 feet of snow.
Wow.
It's insane. It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I'm like, I love Syracuse and all that, but you got to pick your month when you're going to go visit.
That's why you understand when Northerners move down here and there's like a dusting of snow and all the schools shut down.
Shut down. People freak out like, it's the apocalypse.
Right.
It's 2012. Where's John Cusack?
I'm pretty sure that the Syracuse Tully Saugerties Chamber of Commerce will not be hiring Jimmy Fallon or I
probably
to do
not.
Their PR.
Probably. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't do that, but I love my hometown. I'll give Saugerties props all day long.
How's the show going, man? Is it everything that you thought it would be? Is it a lot different than you thought it was going to be?
It's super. It's a lot of work. If you want to do good stuff, you just got to really put your time in, you know, and it's like any job, I'm getting better at it. You know, I didn't know what I was doing when I first started. You know, I got in there, I didn't know how to interview somebody and, you know, just talk to them for 6 minutes, you know, I remember when I was talking to Robert De Niro, was my first guest, and he's nice enough to do the show. It's a great guy. But at the 2 minute mark, I have 2 minutes left of the interview. I've asked him every single question that I have written down.
Mm-hmm.
And start freaking out and just like, oh, what do I say? Do I bring up the Godfather? What do I do?
Right.
You should have asked
Raging Bull. I mean, this is embarrassing.
You should always just say, have you ever been to Tully, New York?
By the way, I'm writing it down now. That's my go-to question. But now, I mean, now I'm so much better at it. And it's like, I think our writers are hitting their stride now. And, you know, the band has always been great. But I think, like, you know, people are tuning in. Ratings are always been great. It's just me that it just needs to get better. And I think right now we're hitting our stride. I'm doing much better.
I heard or read somewhere a rumor that you have turned over your entire writing staff from the beginning till now. Is that true?
No. Same exact people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's changed at all. No, I would never change anyone over. I loved writing from the start, but I mean, it's like any job. You just got to settle in and just, you got to find your way. We just did this bit. My friend Mike DeCenzo, who's a writer, he was like, I think you should do Neil Young singing the theme song from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And so that's what we ended up doing. And we just announced me as Neil Young, and it faked people out. There were like three blogs that thought Neil Young came on our show and sang the theme song of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I saw the video, just a clip of it on Huffington Post this morning. It's really, really funny. It's really funny.
It's ridiculous. And like, we faked out like Hollywood Reporter, and like, they were like, I don't know how Jimmy Fallon convinced Neil Young to do this. This is insane. He's singing the theme song to Fresh Prince. I was like, what? And they've since corrected it, but oh my God, we printed all that because we were just laughing in the office like, this is great.
How much time goes into preparing for one show? Because I think people tune in, they see an hour show, and they're like, how much time can they really be prepping for a show like that? How much is prep time and how much is actual air time?
From 10 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon is all writing and prep. And from 3 to 5 is rehearsal, and then from 5:30 to 6:30 is when we tape. So it's usually, it starts at 10 in the morning, we go from there, and then at nighttime, after the show, we have a quick post-mortem, something wasn't good on the show, and then we do pre-tapes. Like, you know, if I'm going to do, like, for spoofing The Real Housewives, you know, we all get dressed up as women, and it takes, like, you know, an hour to get into makeup, and then we shoot for 3 hours. I'm at home by, like, 11:30 midnight.
And
most nights.
And do you have family?
I have a wife. Yeah.
Oh, how's she handling all this?
She's kind of cool, to be honest. She's a producer. She works with Drew Barrymore and Flower Films, and so a lot of her business is out in L.A. So meetings start at like 6 o'clock L.A. time, so it's 9 o'clock New York time. So she's on the phone from like 9 to 10:30 almost every night doing business meetings.
This may be the one way that relationships in Hollywood will work, is if you guys barely talk to each other and just BlackBerry each other.
I have seen her, though. I have seen her before, and she looks great. I'm very happy. But She's super rad. We're having the best time now, and it's like, but it's very time consuming if you really want the show to work, which is why, you know, I like doing radio, and I appreciate you guys having me on because it gets me out to an audience that would normally never hear me. So I appreciate this.
Sure.
You talked about.
And we're working Thanksgiving Day. We're working. We're doing the float, and then we're doing a show Thanksgiving night. We're going to be live. We have Robin Williams as a guest. Which a lot of shows aren't going live Thanksgiving or the night after. We have two brand new shows.
That's such an easy show for you, man. You put Robin Williams on there, you don't have to do anything.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful thing, yes. Suddenly there's a kid at home going, no, that's the way! Yes. Yes, and 1, 2, 3, and Adam Lambert, and yes. Okay, perfect. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be, I'm just going to let him go and just walk off the stage.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I can't wait. Yeah, I love Robin Williams, so I'm so excited. It's going to be fun.
Well, good luck with the show, man, and continued success with it. You said the ratings are great on it, and I hope it continues, man.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it, guys. And I'll shout out to Telly, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, Jimmy, take care, man.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Jimmy Fallon.
Aw, you want to root for him. So sweet.
Cool. Is he gone?
He is.
Yeah, when his show first came on, it was tough to watch for a while because I remember I told you guys I was following him on Twitter and you could watch the building of the show, the architecture of it, and him getting ready for it and ramped up. And I had it on TiVo, and I gave it, like, every episode for the first month. And it's still got a season pass, and I go back to it now more often than I have been. It's definitely getting better. But
I think he'd tell you that. Sounds like he was saying the same thing, that he sucked at it at first, but he's getting better now.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Burt Show.
So I was chatting with a girlfriend of mine the other day, and, you know, you kind of get bored of chatting. I mean, you just have nothing to talk about. But we thought this was a good idea.
What? Girls run out of things to talk about? When
sometimes.
Does that happen?
Sometimes.
Then we come up with new things.
And you come up with different things to talk about.
I heard it. I saw this on the Atlanta Two-Day Walk for Breast Cancer.
They ran out of stuff to talk about?
No, well, impossible. When they ran out of stuff to talk about, they talked about running out of stuff to talk about.
Right.
Okay.
They're like, can you believe we ran out of stuff to talk about? That's weird, because I never run out of stuff to talk about. Do you? When's the last time you ran out of stuff to talk about? And they talked about that for 10 minutes.
And then came up with more topics.
Something else to talk about.
During that conversation, thought of something else.
Right. Well, we thought of a brilliant idea and didn't know if anybody else has done it. And it could be a trend. But we want winter boyfriends. And this is the idea behind having winter boyfriends.
Winter or winter?
Winter.
Okay.
Winter
like
boyfriends.
Seasonal.
Like seasoned boyfriends okay. that you only have from the period like of November through, let's say, March.
Okay.
Because that's when it's really cold outside. You don't really want to go out too much because then you got to bundle up. You don't want to wear the short dresses or the jackets. But a winter boyfriend is a boyfriend that you have and you just stay in. Somebody to watch movies with, mm-hmm. someone to cuddle with, someone to go walk and hold hands in the mall with. Nothing that lasts in these couple of months.
So you would let him know immediately in the beginning of the season, like, I just want to let you know that this is over February 26th or whatever.
February 29th. It 29th. Should be over because then you got to get back in the gym. Then you don't have time for him. You got to get back in the gym to look good for summer.
Okay, so it's a contract you make and you let him know. Can this translate to, like, the same way that we trade out wardrobes? Can you have a boyfriend for
like
the fall
cleaning
season,
out your closet.
Spring, summer, and winter? You got four boyfriends a year.
Well, summer you should be single, so that's the no boyfriend zone.
Okay.
So
spring summer is like, you know, everybody's got spring fever.
So right. You don't want to like limit your options in the spring.
And then fall, you have your Halloween costumes and you want to go be single for that because you don't want a boyfriend tagging along with you because you want to wear the short outfit. And boyfriends don't let you do that. Right.
Yeah. Football season's also in the fall. Winter really is the best time to have a boyfriend.
Yeah, duh, bird.
It's the perfect time to have
actually,
a boyfriend.
It is making kind of sense to me here.
Yeah.
And because then you have a boyfriend for the holiday parties and Christmas parties and all
you
that
You always
stuff.
Have a date. You could potentially have a gift. You have a New Year's kiss and a Valentine's Day present. So it's all wrapped up in this nice little bow, and we thought it was an amazing idea, and now we want one.
I like that.
I think it actually has some legs.
Wendy, do you really want a winter boyfriend, or will you just settle for any guy who will call you back more than twice?
No, just a winter boyfriend.
No, a winter boyfriend.
I like that idea.
You want someone to snuggle with. It's cold outside. You want to light a fire. You want to just stay in and watch a movie. It's gross going outside, and it's going to get nasty out eventually in Atlanta.
It's so true. Because think about it. In the summertime, like, it's no fun to snuggle with anybody because you're like, get your hot, sweaty body away from me. like, ew, you're taking up too much room. But then in the wintertime, like, you do want to have somebody to, like, snuggle with and spoon and... You know, somebody to warm up your feet.
So you'd immediately make the agreement with them. It's like, I just want to let you know this is over in November, but we're both going to be with each other.
February.
February,
starts in November.
I mean, yeah.
Starts in November, ends in February, but I don't know if it works or if it could work. I don't know.
If I'm a guy and I had a woman approach me and I knew that was 4 months of having a girlfriend, then she was gone in February, I'd sign up immediately.
You would have a challenge, though, like at Christmas, like how much do you spend on a temporary relationship?
That's true. I mean, even just a small little thoughtful gift would be okay.
A card.
Because the entire relationship, the bar is set a little bit lower. Yeah. You know, it's temporary.
Yeah.
And you're just here because it's winter and I'm just here because it's winter. So you don't really have to impress.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, in your sweatpants. He can be in his sweatpants. You don't need to get all done up. You're just automatic boyfriend, girlfriend.
There's
just
brilliance in your simplicity sometimes. There really is.
That's what I do.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Wendy that there is a John Mayer song about this very topic.
No, really?
Day. Yep, it's on the Room for Squares album. It's like the last track.
All right,
that's fantastic,
find that.
Yes.
And what's it called?
It's called St. Patrick's Day. It's We'll Be All Right Till St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So it's good.
So we're moving it to St. Patrick's Day, because then you can
so
go
the
out.
17th, and then
yeah,
you
and you
your,
get
like,
hammered and find somebody new.
On your own.
That's perfect.
I wonder if a guy would really sign up for that.
If I'm a single guy... And so a woman approached me that I was attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have a week to really get to know each other. And then said, let's just do this for the next 4 months. And it's over the day before St. Patrick's Day. When I was single, I'd have signed up for that immediately.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see what? Well.
A sure thing with a hottie until February?
Yeah, but I feel like there's like a benefit to the girl, but maybe not as much to the guy because he's given up his single status to sort of be a foot warmer.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care so long as it's about consistency.
Yeah.
Through those months, and if you know you got a hottie that you're attracted to, you can be consistent for 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And then it's over. I would sign up for that.
And nice. I'd be inclined to say that
I'm
that,
with you, Wendy. Let's find him.
It's an awesome idea.
It would make the guy more into you. Because
if
like
you
the guy,
it was
the
over.
Guy's like, if March rolled around and St. Patrick's Day was coming up, and you said to him, "God, it's gonna be such a bummer. 3 weeks from now, we're not gonna be together." He'd be like, "Huh?"
More attentive,
uh-huh.
Because he knows he's
wants
on
to
a
make
timeline.
It happen.
Wendy,
I've thought of the brilliant idea. I need to market this. I need a website.
Hey, Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I have a 25-year-old brother. I'm sorry, Wendy, but he is right now trying to think of ways to break up with his girlfriend. So he doesn't have to do the holiday thing. Like, he doesn't want to do the gifts for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want it, and Valentine's Day comes around. So I know, and a lot of his friends are the same way. Like, they don't want girlfriends because they don't want to have to pay and buy the gifts during that season.
But here's the difference. Your brother is invested in a real relationship, so he has to impress. If you have a girlfriend for just 4 months, the bar is set so much lower for the both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure is off. It's just a little something here and a little something there.
You could put a clause in, like a contract.
Is there like going to be an agreement? Like, okay, this is just to keep each other warm. No gifts, no presents. We don't have to do the family thing. Then maybe that would work.
Yeah, everybody put a clause in your contract, your 4 month contract of being together. Your clause is we only do cards for Christmas.
That might work, actually.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't think I'd be okay with a card.
You
it's
just
gotta
want
be something a little bit
something.
More. Yeah, it's got to be something a little bit more, especially if he makes good money and you know it's not like tapping him dry to get you a gift. He's got to get something.
It just has to be something sentimental enough to where you feel more than just, you want to feel more than the winter girlfriend,
like some
but
really,
you still are the winter girlfriend.
Yeah, like some really pretty earrings, right? That would go nice with a winter sweater.
See, here's where I don't know women are capable of doing this, actually. Like, idea sounds great on paper, but I think once you start to get invested and he's coming over all the time and you're doing the snuggling thing, come February, y'all get so emotionally attached where guys could, we can end
it. Now it's a challenge.
Women can't do it.
Now he's saying we can't do it, we got to do it.
There's
now
no way.
Women can't do it.
No way.
You can't
especially the two women in this room. No way.
Are you saying I'm emotional?
N-O. Not possible.
What if it was somebody that you were attracted to, but you just didn't really like them all that much? That might work.
Because then could you turn it on and turn it off?
Like if you were just physically attracted to them, but you didn't really like their lifestyle or what they did for a living or whatever, like you didn't really like them as a person, you just were attracted to them, then it could work because then you would just be getting, you know, one part fulfilled and then...
But the emotional part is lacking, so it's easier at the end.
Kick it to the curb.
Good morning. Brett, you're on Q100.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Wendy, what is the possibility or the chance of sex in this temporary boyfriend deal? Because otherwise, you're not going to get any guy to sign up.
Well, that's
I think that's part of the deal. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, that's actually a good idea. I do it every winter, and we break up after Valentine's Day.
So when do you guys get together? What day is that?
We normally get together sometime in November because, you know, it's starting the cold months and then you need somebody for Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's.
Is this a steady girl? So is it the same girl every year?
No, it's a different one. Just whoever I come across and I decide to date.
And does she know that from the beginning?
Yes. Women are pretty much up for the same thing that men are when it comes to the wintertime.
So
lot of women out there are really, really like the idea because they're in the summertime, you can hit the gym, look good for the beach and stuff.
Is there any chance you're good-looking but stupid?
What's that?
Because Jen's looking for a good-looking stupid guy.
Well, you know, yeah, there's plenty of us out there. All men are stupid.
This is the best comment ever.
He may have answered too intelligently on that last one to qualify for you.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's true.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's get John on the phone here. It was Amanda that called us on Friday, and she's just looking back at her relationship, and she's like, I'm doing something wrong. I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, she just wants to figure out why she doesn't have a relationship that lasts longer than about a year. She's just at that stage where she's ready to sort of start a family and have something more serious, and all of her relationships just don't seem to work out. So the only thing she really told us on Friday was that she often dates younger guys. But that was about it. And so we're going to talk to all of her old boyfriends and figure out what's going on.
Now, the way we're doing it this time, that we're doing it differently, is that normally we would have the initial caller on, but they got so defensive that the whole thing sort of went to crap by the third day.
We can play the role of the other of the original caller, which is Amanda.
Yeah.
We could play the role of Amanda afterwards just by going, that's so not true. That's not, that never happened that way. That's what he was like.
Whatever. So what we're hoping is Amanda is listening right now, and she'll listen to what John has to say here, and then she'll chew on it for a couple of days so she doesn't have this initial defensive attitude. Then we'll get her on either on Friday or Monday, and we'll talk about all the exes that we had on. But this would be difficult to listen to for any of us.
If we were a decent radio show, we'd have Carrie Pagin doing this.
They're leaking tapes. They're not really talking. Yeah, they're
we'll
just leaking tapes.
Yeah.
But you're always kind of in denial of anything you're doing wrong, and you don't want to believe that you're doing anything wrong in a relationship, and you want to think everything's cool with you. But when somebody tells you it's not,
Yeah, you're going to deny it.
Well, anytime anybody gets critical about you, you're defensive, right?
Sure.
But she said, go for it. So here is John, and this is one of her boyfriends from college. So we're going back 13 years here. And he wants to be on The Voice Disguiser because he's married now, and I don't think his wife knows he's doing this.
Oh.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't know if it'd be a problem, but I just, you know, I'm trying to avoid any
conflict.
Possibility, a problem, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't be. I mean, it was 13 years ago. When is the last time you even talked to her?
It was probably about 12 and a half years ago, we dated. It was 13 years ago.
All right, now, people change a lot over the years, but this may give us like an initial snapshot of what Amanda's like in relationships. So why don't you just sort of tell us what your time was like with her and then tell us why the relationship didn't work out and why you got out of it?
All right. Well, I think first and foremost, you know, it was a long time ago. We were kind of young, and that has a lot to do with it, I think, for me. Basically, you know, we started dating in college, and she was, you know, we had a lot of fun. We hit it off, obviously. And, you know, just over time, I'd say about, I don't know, half a year into being together, you know, we were going out. We'd go to movies. We'd hang out with friends. We'd go to, you know, a bar every now and again. We'd, you know, parties. You know, we had a lot of fun. And then about half a year into our relationship, she just kind of like, you know, wanted to stay home a little bit more. And she had an apartment just off campus. And, like, you know, she just wanted to be there. And, you know, watch a movie, and she just wanted to go out, even like, hey, let's go to the diner and get some food, you know, not even that. She's like, no, I've got some sandwich here, and, you know, just like, she just got really kind of, I guess, to me, as a 21-year-old, kind of like homebody-ish. It felt like we were in our 30s all of a sudden, and or even older, and, I mean, basically, she just wanted to, you know, study, and, the main thing was that her excuse for all this was like, well, you know, we should stay in because we have tests next week, and, you know, we have to do well, and, you know, get A's, and if I don't get A's, then I won't be, you know, I think she was pre-law at the time. I'm not sure what ended up happening, but, she was just totally focused, and, I don't know, it just kind of was boring for, I think I was 20 when we were going out, and I don't know, I was more into, you know, partying, you know, and going out with friends, and, you know, seeing what's out there, and, you know, it's an exciting time, you have lots of energy, and she just kind of went from early 20s to mid 30s in like a 1 month period.
All right, so initially, she was excited about going out, and you guys were doing it up. But then about 6 months into it, that's when she got all studious, and she's like, it's time to focus.
Yeah, I mean, it was something like that. Yeah, 6 months, something like that. I remember it was after the first semester, and then all of a sudden, it was like, boom, you know, buckle down time, buddy. And I was like, oh, I thought we were having fun, you know?
Okay.
Well, did she...
But, I mean, we had fun for the first 6 months, and then...
Just got too serious too fast.
Well, did she let Did she let you go out, or did she make you a homebody too?
Well, it was kind of like if I wanted to hang out with her, which I did, then I had to stay home. So, you know, then after a couple months of that, you know, you're kind of like, well, you know, maybe I could, you know, do better and have a little bit more of an exciting relationship than this is currently, because as I said, it went from like, hey, we're young and fun and in our early 20s to, you know, we're 35 and have been married for 8 years or, you know, or something like that is how it kind of felt.
Which side of her do you think is the real her?
I would guess the second side.
Homebody part.
She turned into. I mean, I know she was a very good student and, she's very ambitious and focused, which, you know, I'm not going to fault anybody for because, you know, you want to be successful, it's going to take focus. But for me, as just somebody who is young and looking to, you know, date and have fun, and, you know, I thought she was vivacious, but you know, then that just kind of switched after a second, and she turned into, I guess, what she really wants to be, which is probably more of a career person or...
Okay, it's not a crazy scenario. You know,
she was selling in the beginning. It's all marketing.
You put the face on initially, mm-hmm. you know, because you're all excited. So right. you're willing to sort of sacrifice self a little bit more because you really dig somebody. And then inevitably, you end up being who you are. And in her case, it was just a very serious person, very focused person, needed to graduate, needed to get into the workforce.
You go from
nothing
hairspray to sweatpants. So yeah. you go from mm-hmm. looking hot to, you know, just getting comfortable.
I'm just yeah. curious, did you end up graduating?
Not from that school, but I eventually, yes. Okay. A little bit longer. Maybe if I would have stuck to her path, I would have graduated on time.
Okay.
But, you know, but no, she, I did, yeah. I mean, we're all, you know, I'm all squared away maybe at this point, but, for a man, I haven't talked to her. And, I mean, I was actually really surprised to get a call from you guys.
All right, so, I mean, this isn't a huge offense or anything like that. She was just, you know, she's focused. And she put on one face to begin with, and then she became focused again, and you lost interest. Easy.
Oh, yeah, well, it didn't even, I don't know what she says about it, but, I mean, it to me, it didn't really even end that badly. It was just kind of an understanding, you know. To me, it didn't end badly. I don't know what she said about it, but, yeah. I mean, I would say that's exactly what happened. And, you know, that's not the first person that's ever happened with,
right. sure.
you know.
Do you miss her?
Oh, no, not it. I mean, you know, no. I mean, sometimes, you know, I look at old pictures from college and she'll be in one. I'm like, all right, that's my ex-girlfriend, you know, like, but it's not like.
Like, do you think about her? How often do you think about her?
Like when you're making love to your wife, maybe?
No.
Burr, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you going down this road?
I was just cutting Jeff off before he got there.
Yeah.
Well, I just
I
think, I mean,
this guy's all right.
He didn't tell his wife, and he's, you know, just a lot of words, and it's sometimes that.
John, you're fine. You're in the clear, man. We got what we wanted. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you for coming on.
Cool. All right. Talk to you later, man. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Good luck, guys.
All right. So maybe that's the first piece of the puzzle right there. All right. That's a guy that she dated 13 years ago, and she just wasn't into partying as much as he was, although she sort of said that at first and showed that initially.
Right.
And then she just got focused and had to graduate. Not too crazy.
Got more homebody-ish. Just wanted to settle down faster, maybe.
Not
but
much
nothing
there.
Wild and crazy.
Get it. The Burt Show.